Northern Ireland has been gripped by successive nights of sectarian violence. In the latest, as many as 700 people caused serious disorder in a small Catholic community in a predominantly Protestant area of Belfast, with shots being fired on both sides and injuries from both incendiary devices and firearms being reported. Catholic leaders said the violence was unprovoked, but Protestant leaders said the Protestant mob appeared to be retaliating for smaller-scale attacks by short-strand youths on Protestant homes the night before. Robin Wilson is an independent analyst who told us the role of civil society has been key in curbing violence in the past.
The best concrete steps would be simply for the police to be able to remove some of these paramilitary figures from the equation. But the problem has been that's going against the grain of everything the British and Irish governments have done for years, which has been to absorb these people into politics. The most effective thing over the years in stopping paramilitary violence has been when the trade unions here have pulled out large numbers of people onto the streets. They did that in 1993 when it looked like things were going to get completely out of hand. And that led to a big drop-off in paramilitary violence, and the ceasefires followed within a year. And again, after the murders in April 2009 of two soldiers and a police officer by the IRA splinter groups, again, the trade unions called out demonstrations across Northern Ireland to show popular opposition to this, and those had some positive effect. But there's no easy answer to this.